The French champagne.
This is the Sarcastic Voyage Podcast. Episode 54, live from Emerald City Comic Con, featuring Ron Algar Watt, Matt Robotham, and a host of others. Friends, I'm sitting in Pat Loika's chair. It's powerful, powerful feeling.
How powerful is it?
Six.
Six powerful. I'm in Adam Witt's chair, which is not powerful at all.
No, but Adam is right in front of you, and yeah. Now he's doing the sad Charlie Brown walk away from us. We are broadcasting. It won't be live when you hear this, but it's live for us.
We are
it's
live.
It's always live for us, isn't it? That's kind of a stupid way to say
now
that.
Now it's live from somewhere else. We're live from a venue.
We're at the Emerald City Comic Book Convention on day 36, I think it is, of walking around and looking at comics.
Listen, I went through the PAX Wars. Compared to that, this is nothing.
Shot a man like you in Korea. Right, so, Adam, I wanted to thank you here now at the top. Is this the top of the show, the front of the show?
This is the...
The front butt of the show.
This is the middle of the show.
All right. For giving us your space, very generously allowing us to sit here and...
I didn't do anything, it was all Pat.
Pat's not here, though, so...
I'll take a thank you in his stead. Pat's been disappeared all day. We were looking for him earlier.
He's been disappeared,
He's
huh?
He's been disappeared.
He done all disappeared on us.
The geech done gone to heaven.
Mr. Terwilliger. But we are here. There are lots of nerds about. Angel is here. That was Angel.
Amanda's over in the corner, not saying anything.
Flitting about, being a paparazzi. And, no, now she's just not going to say anything out of spite.
And then Amanda left.
That's okay. We have, your Amanda voice, which is basically the same
thing. I'm having a nice time. I've never said anything like that in my life.
That's why my Amanda voice is better.
Well played.
We have regular Amanda and positive Amanda.
The variant cover. You have to buy 25 Amandas to get that Amanda.
That one's been dunked in foil.
Very nice. So here we are. It's we better get those jokes out of the way.
Yes.
People are fat and they smell bad and
yep.
They're losers. And is that everything?
I think so.
A lot of skin.
Have we talked about Raven Gregory?
Do we need to talk about Raven Gregory?
So.
I wanted to talk about all the legs and boobs.
Yeah, there's
and...
a lot of legs and boobs around here,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Some of them are even on ladies.
Well, there was that great dude Slave Leia.
Yeah, Guy Slave Leia was a thing I never need to see again.
He looked like me, only younger and slimmer, but I mean, red...
The proper term is hormone exchange.
He's on step two of the program. Eventually the breasts, and then finally the... lobbing it off, right? Is that how that works?
And then eventually he'll shave his chest.
But that comes last.
Yes.
Whereas I've seen the real Carrie Fisher live, and she doesn't.
Nope.
So that happened.
But she's embraced it at this point.
It's true. I would embrace the hell out of her. Love that woman. Hairy chest and all. But we've been doing the con thing. We've
yep.
wandered about and looked at nerds
looked
and
at
looked
nerds,
at comics.
We've looked at nerds buying things. Some of us have bought things.
Matt, you're more into this stuff than I am.
Did
you go to panels? Did you? What's happened?
I went to the Marvel panel and the DC panel, which was awesome.
Did anything happen that was interesting?
Not even slightly.
All right. Very good.
A lot of stuff I didn't not know.
Didn't not know?
I did not know.
So this
is... Sarcastic Voyage Podcast, bringing you the bestest grammar that ever there was.
We done disappeared. But no, this is supposed to be like the first big con of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Which means that from what I can tell, they sort of aren't ready to announce anything.
Oh, yet, okay, because so. I know they put out a lot of announcements of these things. Do they not have anything to...
The big one that I got behind was, and you're not going to care about this at all.
But some people might.
James Robinson's doing a Shade series, which is going to be really cool.
Okay.
He did the Starman
series. Yeah, right.
Series.
And Shade is the Changing Man?
No, this is a different Shade.
Different Shade, of course it is, because... God forbid I know one thing about comics.
This is the golden age, Shade, who fought Hitler.
Oh, well. But who hasn't fought Hitler, really?
We haven't yet.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Have we fought Hitler? We fought Stalin.
Wasn't that like episode 17?
I think that was just the idea for episode 17.
Oh, well.
This will be the Hitler one. And then he didn't show up because he's a dick.
I'm pretty sure you wanted to call it Fuck Hitler.
And now we have a guest.
We gotta pay royalties for that, though, so you're going to have to cough up a few bucks.
Please.
That's for our artist friend here. You really need to, sorry.
Nah.
You could buy one of these books, though.
Yes.
That would be nice.
Oh.
Oh, well. Fuck off, then.
Sorry, man.
I really didn't want you to have it, though, is the thing.
You get greasy fingers all over it.
But that guy did now spoil something that I wanted to mention, which was the donut thing. We did bring...
We also had, and I think I counted, like, negative 17.
Really? Yeah. So they were, like, ingrown?
Yeah,
like
they were growing into
teeth.
His face.
Wow. Very nice. Yeah, that guy was kind of an ass.
Yeah.
It was...
okay. He'll be dead someday.
Very important guest appearance by Alder's donut.
Yeah.
It's true. And now you've made me say it's true.
You've already said it's true.
30 weeks that I've not said that.
You said
it
5 minutes ago.
You said it twice. Yeah.
God.
All right.
Nobody cares if we don't talk about it.
But I must talk about it. It's a bit.
I must overanalyze everything I do.
That's right. The donuts. I did half-heartedly stop at Krispy Kreme on the way here.
Yep.
Gave a donut to Scott Zioko, and now that's the end of that chapter. So
that'll never be. Now he knows he can get donuts out of you.
No, I don't think he knows that.
You destroyed yourself.
But we have official documented proof that that the matter is closed.
We have official documented proof that if someone bothers you enough, you'll eventually do something.
Oh, don't tell them that. And now Simon has wandered up to the booth.
Very nice.
Showed us an incredible sketch of Black Cat. Is that Black Cat?
Yeah, that's Black Cat. And a picture of Spider-Man.
Yes, which we can always use more of.
Miniaturized Spider-Man.
Is that pre or
post-race? Kevin Smith hasn't been anywhere near this Black Cat. She's okay. Very nice.
If I want to make my comic be relevant, someone has to get raped.
So Simon was generous enough to provide me with a copy of something that I was having trouble finding. I won't mention the title of it because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to have it, but possibly I am. And I may just take this out because I'm just digging myself a deeper hole here. But Simon was gracious enough to bring me something that I was having a hard time getting, and I do very much appreciate that.
He's a better friend than I'll ever be.
Yeah. This thing was very easily attainable in Canada, and you couldn't be bothered. So,
I told you, I would give it to you if you wanted it on a videotape.
A videotape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the old one.
Yep.
I am the old man.
I have proof. I have a song.
Well, you do have that song. And it's public domain, so you can sing the hell out of that song if you like.
I can. I won't.
All right. The yodeling thing's also been settled. Really, we don't owe anyone anything at this point.
So this will be the last episode.
Now we're just taking things from people. Now we're just, hey, you got a table, huh? Well, no, now we got a table. That dude pawed that donut.
He did.
Like, I don't want anyone else to eat it now, but
if we don't,
I don't want him to have it. No, I don't want to do that to Pat.
Nah,
that's a good guy. That guy was a dick. The more I think about it, the more it's just like...
Do you want to go get him?
Yeah. I think we should go get him.
Yeah.
Or maybe we can send someone after him. That would be better.
I'll go.
Get him. Go kick his ass, Adam.
You'll need a weapon. This microphone...
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Donut.
It may help. If you kill him with the donut, that's ironic, right?
He's graced it, so now it's the only thing that can end him. Okay.
That's poetic.
You have to plunge it into his black heart.
Oh, all right. That was Nick T. bad. That really was. You can do better. You're here selling your writing. You really need to step up a bit.
But I like to do glory.
And, of course, last night, for no apparent reason, Matt and I decided that Nick, our British pun-loving friend, has a long-suffering, proper English butler that he shares his giant empty mansion with.
At Nick Hall. Nick, if you'd like to dispute these terms,
too bad. Basically, we were reenacting the movie Arthur if Arthur was Nick. It was not nearly as hilarious as we're making it sound.
No, the more I think about it, the more it delights me.
Oh, that's fair.
I think Nick should be in the remake of Arthur.
Called?
Or Arthur 3, actually, it's Nick.
Die Hard in a Nick. That's a callback, dude.
What?
I don't know.
Some kind of tube.
So what else? What else has been going on?
What else
on
have
here?
We been doing?
What's in the news today?
Russell.
I mean, there's been a lot of people in costumes. There's been a lot of that sort of thing, and it's been a lot
of
fun.
There's been some really good costumes.
Yeah, actually, and creative ones as well. Like, things you would not expect. And
there's been a lot of the various lantern guys running around, which I am well documented as a fan of.
The thing I enjoyed, I think, the most, and you may have been the one who pointed this out to me, was Mario was a red lantern and Luigi was a green lantern.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty great. I almost saw Waldo several times.
There's been a few Waldos.
No, there hasn't. That's the thing. These are the people who distract you from looking for Waldo. Like a chick or like a guy with a slightly off, like the ones that are almost Waldo, and you're like, I found it. Oh, no,
that
I didn't find him.
That shit is clever.
Yeah. I don't think that was the intent. I think they're just bad costumes.
You know what? That is the intent. That's put together by the League of Waldos.
Fair enough. And here comes Chris Page hobbling along here. So
wanting his chair back. Hey, man.
I suppose you want your chair back. No, that's Adam's chair. He's got his chair.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Get back to drawing his pictures of Spider-Man.
Pictures of Spider-Man.
Bring them. But getting back to the guys in costumes,
yes.
I think one of the greatest things I've seen here, I've seen this happen a couple of times. You see guys in almost identical costumes pass each other, do a double take, look at each other, and do this kind of mirror thing. Like, hey, you're... And then they kind of touch their face, like, no, I'm really me. Like, it's a really strange moment, and then they pass. And it all happens in, like, a second.
And then they touch each other, and the universe ends.
Right. And that's happened 7 or 8 times now.
Yeah.
It's been it's
so
been
welcome
fantastic.
To Universe 48.
Well, we only get 52 of them, right? So
yeah.
So we're almost through them all now.
People need to stop touching.
Would you stop touching me? What else? What else have we seen? What else have we done? Well, we've hung out a lot, as we do when people are out and about.
We had some great hangouts.
We tried to sing karaoke, but there was many hour wait for that.
Only one of us made it up.
Yes, and once we get permission, Scott did a great rendition of Punk Rock Girl, which complete with a little jig.
Yep.
And with his kind permission, we'll definitely be posting that.
If we don't get his permission, we'll just do a little cartoon of it.
Which we'll probably get him to draw, so, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter anyway. What else? Yesterday...
We had the big meetup.
Yes, yesterday there was, like 15 of us, was it? Chris found us a nice, sort of classy place downtown, bar and grill type place.
Yeah, apparently scheduled on Whore's Prom Night.
Yeah, it was a combination of, like really tawdry-looking prostitute-type chicks and, like, crossed with, like, junior prom...
Wearing... toilet paper tubes, from what I can tell.
If that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't attractive. Like, it wasn't like, you know, every now and then you hear me pause because I'm looking at, you know, the chick in the Starfleet uniform
or
something like that. But this was not pleasant at all. It was unpleasant.
Screeching whores is not a great thing to have when you're trying to do anything.
No, but Dave Barry thinks that screeching whores would make the great band name.
Dave Barry is wrong.
All right, then. But yeah, we did that. We all got together. That was a lot of fun. We tried to post some sort of pseudo live recordings from there. Unfortunately, I thought the technology was good enough. It gave me little 30-second clips, and I was only allowed to do 5 of them.
Yes.
So, in fact, maybe I'll play those now. The highlights from our
Let's go live to that.
Yes. All right, so here we are at the... What the hell is this place?
I don't know. Some kind of rock store.
Wait, we've hit rock bottom.
Rock candy restaurant.
Chris Page decided we should hit rock bottom, and here we are. There are many of us here. Pat's here. Scott and his wife. Adam. Simon. Laura's here. Chris. Angel and Matt. And Amanda. Also me. So,
you want to, like, pass around, let everyone sort of...
No, this is my phone. If someone drops this in their drink... I forgot that these things can only be about a minute long, so I apologize for that boring roll call. Just set the stage real quick. We're in a fairly decent restaurant / bar in downtown Seattle. There appears to be some kind of Girls Gone Wild prom happening here. I'm drinking. Matt is having a lemonade, so...
I miss Coke so much.
He's clawing at the windows and screaming something about Pepsi and Mr. Pibb. I don't know. It's oh, look at that. We're out of time.
Well, in the previous installment, we mentioned the prom that was going on over there. I think I misspoke. Chris says it's more of a hooker convention.
Well, the smell of herpes is quite strong in the air here. And, based on the dresses, prom has changed in the last 10 years.
I think I caught syphilis and amaretto myself, but, I mean...
Now, which would you say? Would you say it was herpes simplex A, B?
B.
Really?
Definitely B.
All right. I was going to come over and talk to Laura, but it appears she's busy on Twitter. So,
I am busy on Twitter.
Obviously. Are you talking about me again or talking about the whores?
I'm talking about the whores.
Fantastic. What do you have to say about... Let me get an advance read on this Twitter post before...
Oh,
I mean, it's like... I mean, it's kind of cool how well say. Deserved some of it is.
OMG, LOL. Oh, my God.
You know, that's how I roll.
It is. You say that out loud, too.
I do.
Maybe by the
constant.
No, but yes, definitely hooker whores.
Yes, it's so much quieter in here.
Thank God.
Shockingly, since Pat is here in attendance, we are discussing Shake Hands with Danger. Imagine that.
I know, right? That never happens. How's that even?
The entire table just chimed up with no, 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 no. It was glorious. I wish I had the recording running at that point. You know.
You should have, but you didn't.
No, I'm not Johnny on the spot tonight. I'm Johnny off the spot.
That's okay, but you know I like that there's lively discussion. You know, we're discussing the fate of Chuck Hamlin, and
people need to talk about it.
All right, so we're back.
So that happened.
professional, look it up in
this
the book.
This is the magic of radio.
Yes. Quiet, you. You know, you can take your seat if you like. I don't want to.
Yeah, please.
Crowd you out of. All right, we in your way.
I
mean,
as I need to say,
this
I would
is
like
your
a drawing from you at some point. I have monies. I do.
You have American money?
I do. All right, I threw away all my bear bucks.
Awesome.
But your bag of gold coins.
I do accept gold coins as well.
Really, because I have gold coins, so like...
So you didn't throw them away at all?
No.
Listen to that. We caught one of his lies right
are
live.
Yes.
Is there tasty chocolate inside?
No.
No, they're not.
That would be worth something.
I don't accept those.
Damn. How do you feel about pictures of the Queen? How do you feel about pictures of Queen?
Which Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
I'm okay with that.
All right, good.
You have Freddie Mercury money on
the currency of Freddie Mercury land.
They're made of mercury, though, is the problem. So you don't want to bite them to see if they're real, because that could be problematic.
And that's when his face melted.
No, then you just go mad. And with Chris, how could you really tell, is the thing.
Also, Chris's hat is delightful.
Yes, he's wearing a great... We will definitely have... These show notes will have more pictures than you will ever, ever want to see.
You started a Tumblr account for pictures for this episode.
What else?
I have continued my search for Hitman comics. I don't know if anyone cares about that, but it has been happening.
Yeah, you have a quest. I mean, when you come to these things and you're into comics, it's cool to have a quest. It's cool to be into something.
I've been trying to complete my run of Garth Ennis and John McCree's Hitman comic for... nigh on 6 years now. I'm down to 3.
Well, that's what were you at before you got here?
I needed 6.
Well, see, there you go.
Things are looking up.
That's 3 improvement.
Yep.
So good for that. Math is fundamental. Goodness. There, a lady just walked by. That was
wow.
Humina,
humina, humina, humina.
Yeah. So let's see what's in the news here.
I don't think we have time to look it up in that book.
No. Oh, and one of the Rat City Roller Girls. Several of them have just rolled by here. Very
there
nice.
There girls in fishnets on parade.
Yes, very nice. And stripy socks.
Those who did not come to this comic convention will wish that they did. And those that went will have bought T-shirts.
Those are our local rollerball team. They're actually based down in my classy part of Seattle, which is called Rat City.
Yep.
They are the Rat City Roller Girls. I need to check one of those out sometime. I'm not into the sports, but I think rollerball could be a lot of fun.
I'm not into the sports, but I think I'll go to this.
I think
watch some ladies on rollerblades smack each other around.
Yes, chicks in stripy socks hitting each other with sticks, I think, is a good time.
I got to tell you, I'm behind that.
Well, then it's a mandate. Let's go to the stripy sock... Thanks for bringing a grinding halt to the show. Amanda,
I'm sorry,
always helping.
That's pretty much exactly what I needed to say this week.
I was checking out the not terrible death
actually, from Sandman.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of something else. What?
I'm generally thinking of something else when I'm here. Now, there was a lady here who was in the classic Star Trek uniform, the short skirt.
The mini skirt, yeah.
Yeah. But it was really well, like, not only was it a well-put-together outfit, but she wore it well, and this really isn't a me slobbering over a chick in this case thing. It looked really good on her.
We've done plenty of that.
Oh, I certainly have. I'm trying very hard not to as we speak. Mm. But, no, it looked really good on her, and it really, like, I couldn't stop looking at her, and it really wasn't a skeevy, like, I'm checking out your ass. I'm checking out your Starfleet uniform. And then, you know, I don't know which is worse, now that I come to think of it, but...
I think it's both, they're both pretty sad, but I'm right there with you, so I really can't judge.
Fair enough.
I will.
Well, you, of course you will.
I hope someone asks me for a sketch.
So what, I'm trying to think, we've been making stupid jokes all weekend like we do, and now that it's time
Now that we have a microphone in front of us, we're suddenly quiet.
Yeah, now that it's time to commit them to permanent record, it's just... We've been updating Twitter pretty regularly.
Yep. I haven't had any access to Twitter, and it's killing me.
Yeah, that's the problem with the whole international thing, is when I go to Canada, I have to turn my phone off, or it secretly, while I'm sleeping, accrues charges.
Yep.
And I'll go home, and my phone bill will be $700, and I'm like, what have you been doing, phone?
Well, I mean, I have to physically turn the internet off of my phone to get it to work.
No, you actually shut down the internet.
Yeah.
The entire internet. You went to the master switch and just... So that happened.
Yes. We should try and get an interview with Stan Lee. That'll be easy, right?
Sure. If we wait long enough, the line will actually back up to here.
Yes.
So,
Stan Lee's here.
Yeah, he is. Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy. People shriek when he comes out.
Really? Like a Beatlemania kind of thing?
Sort of. I was over there looking. I'm gesturing with my head, but of course you guys can't see me. I was over there in the other place looking for back issues, and just suddenly, it was about 11, just suddenly you're...
Nice.
I assume it was for Stan Lee or Leonard Nimoy. Probably it wasn't. Probably it wasn't for Lou Ferrigno.
Well, and since I haven't made that joke yet, Lou Ferrigno couldn't hear those shrieks anyway, so... That's the weekly insurance that I'm going to hell right there.
Amanda, have you gotten any pictures of Lou Ferrigno that he wants you to pay for?
Yes.
Awesome.
And you come back here. Sorry, can't read sign language. So, yeah. Noted joke thief Will Wheaton is here.
Yep. We have an opportunity to play Rock Band with him.
Really? I think opportunity is pretty generous. You have the chance to do it. Opportunity makes it sound like something you really want to do.
You can hit him with a guitar.
I don't want to hurt him.
Really?
No, I don't want to hurt him. At one point, I wanted to call him out for his joke thievery. At this point, I just want to say hi.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, you stole my joke, but I'm over it. You know, it's cool. I'm past that.
You know, it would be really big of you if you just didn't even mention it.
That's probably...
And then I mentioned it.
That's probably as big as I could be. So
it's like I'm not going to do that, but
yeah, no, I won't mention it. I can continue not mentioning it. That's fine. The sad thing is, if I'd known you wanted to do that, we could have done sort of a Strangers on a Train crisscross kind of thing. Because I actually saw noted joke thief Brian Michael Bendis yesterday.
Motherfucker!
He was right there in front of me. I could have just said, "Hey, you stole Matt's joke. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You made Theodore cry."
Who's Matt? Oh, excuse me. That was Matt.
this is one of those times when you're with Pat Loika. This is the Pat Loika experience. We're standing there, leaving the con. We're just kind of out in the lobby and talking to him. Okay, yeah. So we're gonna hook up at 8 o'clock tonight. We're gonna go to the restaurant. Okay. Brian Michael Bendis, one of the biggest names in comics, one of the biggest writers for Marvel, walks up, gives Pat a hug, kind of glances at us, realizes we're nobody, and continues walking.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Now, mind you, for the longest time, I had more posts on this man's message board than anyone.
Well, I'm sure if you went, "Hey, I'm Algar," he would...
No, I've done that.
Really?
I've met him. I've shaken his hands. Incidentally, his hand is like a baby hand. It's very soft. You can tell the man hasn't done a day of work in his life. you know, fine man, good guy, but he did not know who I was. I felt very much like grabbing him and saying, "My name is Homer Simpson. My name is..." Yeah, he did not know. And I felt a little hurt by
Some
that.
Some guy who thought he was Homer Simpson just beat the shit out of me.
So, yeah.
Boy, we're really dredging up my past.
There goes a small boy in a suit.
Like a business suit?
Yeah.
Very nice. Is he somebody?
I don't know.
Oh. All right, then.
Small boys are never anybody.
So what other costumes? I'm trying to think of any other things we've seen or done here.
Stood out. There was Sad Rags Flash.
Yeah.
Which was a Flash T-shirt and like a mask made out of the things you would find in a dumpster.
See, I was thinking about that. You guys were telling me, and I didn't see, so I didn't know. Maybe what he was going for was Crisis on Infinite Earths when he's dead, when he's run himself
dead,
completely ragged, and he
dead
looks
Flash.
Yeah, like maybe that's what they were going for.
Even then, it would be like dead cheap Flash.
Well, fair enough. Dead dumpster Flash. Got to do a goddamn death dedication from a dumpster.
Dead dumpster Flash only comes 1 in 20.
Dead dumpster Flash comes a living scene, y'all. Some dude with a hat just took my picture.
Really?
Should we charge him for that?
I think we should.
Can we do that? Are we justified in doing that?
Get back here. We're professionals.
Are we?
We said as much.
It's a simple actor's trick. If we say professional, we'll begin to believe it. It's a simple actor's
trick.
Yes. Okay. Making sure you caught that. I love you, Coco. She reached over and grabbed my balls. Right. There was the tiny, I didn't see this, but it sounded fantastic. Tiny Tom Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor
Tiny
Who.
Tiny Tom Baker and Dalek was awesome.
Yeah. There was a Dalek to go with it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Little kid in a very, very accurate Tom Baker Doctor Who costume.
Very nice.
And another little kid in a fairly decent Dalek costume that looked like it had originally been like a rug.
Well, and those are the costumes that you like to see.
And
you like to see
picture
people.
That, right? Okay, we'll have
fantastic.
We'll put that
show
on the
notes.
Show notes.
We'll be buried among pictures of, you know,
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man and our stupid in-jokes, but it'll be there. Those are the costumes I really appreciate, when you can tell someone really put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. someone whose parents are really into Doctor Who.
There's a group of, and again, I'm being a creepy, lecherous dude, but, can't help it. There is Batman's slutty female rogues gallery.
Yep.
There's a hot Poison Ivy and hot Catwoman and hot Harley Quinn.
Yep.
And there's a fourth one. I can't remember. I can't remember offhand, but...
hot other one.
But we have pictures of that as well, and it's quite
nice. I can't
think
of any other, like... hot Batman villains. There must be villainesses. There must be some.
No, there must be. There. Maybe it was Batgirl, actually. Maybe they weren't
that
all villains.
Might have been it, yeah.
But it's hard to say.
Hello. There are people going through the merchandise here.
Right. Padalika and Adam Witts.
They're just stealing their desk.
Would you like to be on a famous podcast?
And I also have.
Oh, that's okay.
That's
we don't either.
No.
Those are for losers. We just record one. That just made me listen to
it.
Now that we've successfully cost the guys $30.
Right. So, where did Adam go?
I don't know. Apparently he just assumed we'd sell his merchandise for him.
Well, I'm a terrible salesman. That's why I don't make comics anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
People walk by and I say, hey, you can buy that or not. It's not very good.
Pat's been gone all day.
Well, Pat's a very important man. Pat, when we tried to do karaoke the other night, Pat denied this. But he rolled up in a Lincoln Town Car, like almost not quite a stretch limo, but definitely a nice car. And stepped out like he was, you know, in a suit, nice like tailored suit.
Straightens his jacket a little bit.
Yeah. And comes into the event and I called him out and he's like, no. It's fine. He's trying to deflate it, try to be cool about it.
No,
like, no.
I just had this car, you know.
Yeah, the guy just took me, you know. Like, Pat, you just showed up in a limo. No. He's so humble. He's so just like down to earth. It's unnerving. I'm gonna knock him down a peg.
We may have stated this before. Pat Loika is one of the greatest human beings alive.
Well, yeah, he is. But you know, God damn it, we need to. You know, I'm so sick of him being so nice.
Damn it.
Like I say, I'm sitting in the like a chair, so there's a, you know, I'm feeling a bit cockier than usual.
Are you feeling any of his power?
No, but I'm feeling where his ass goes.
Good. That's
like the ass groove.
That's close enough.
Well, that's fair. Pat, you're not here, so we're talking about your ass. It's your own fault.
It's what we always do when you're not around.
And there's your note of joke thief walking this way. No, it's just a bald guy. Never mind.
It's that guy from The Shield.
I always think I see Bendis, and then it's just a short, bald guy. It's like, oh, never mind.
It's very strange, the like creators I actually can recognize now. Like, I never thought that would happen, since I never look at them.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, well, for a while there, you know, you'd look in, like, Wizard or something, and yep. They'd have the list of the top creators, and it was just, like, 9 bald guys and, like... Mark
and a guy
Millar.
In a hat.
No, like Mark Millar.
Yeah.
And now it's, I guess it's a little different. Now there's like 7 bald guys and like a guy with a hat.
Yeah.
And,
I was rather shocked to learn I can identify Joe Quesada from across a crowded room.
Oh, very nice.
In fact, I know where he is at any given time.
Is that, did they give you like a signal watch?
Yes.
Nice. What are you drawing over there, Chris? What are you drawing?
Oh, cool.
Ah. Fair enough. He was drawing Rocket Racer before, and then he drew a picture of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and
very rather lovely picture of Batman here.
Yeah, so I've been kind of taking interest in Chris's sketches here.
Not the phallic gargoyle he wants, but it's a phallic gargoyle he deserves.
Thank you for that. So now, I'm thinking, oh, we could fill hours here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really, this is about it. This
There's
is
a guy in a Ghostbusters shirt. Not as good as mine, though.
Yeah, look, here comes that guy again.
Here comes that guy again.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, really, that's it? That's all you've done is just panels and...
Yeah. I hung out with, like, you guys, which has been...
Well, yeah, I mean...
Passable,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, acceptable. I like, initially, you were like, has been a great, oh, fuck, I can't say that. No, I can't tell him we had a good time. It's been okay.
It's been really cool.
Yeah, we've had a good time. I'm a
little sleepy, little tired of walking around. But
you got
that's
a little bit of con death going on.
Yeah, a little old is the thing. I'm kind of advanced in my years.
It's,
so
it's nice to have something that's slightly smaller than PAX. Like, we're in a fairly large room right now. This is but a small corner of what happens when PAX is here.
Yeah, it's you don't have like Matt and I are sitting at a table at a pretty decent location in sort of one corner of the place, and we can actually see around us. Mm-hmm. Like we can pretty much 360 see what's going on around us. At PAX, all we would see is a wall of humanity.
Yeah,
like we would see Mario shirts or whatever what are the kids into now? I don't know, the Mass Effect or the.
The Pokemans.
Yeah, the let me show them to you.
I guess. Is that
what
that's
the kids
funny,
say?
That's funny, right?
I don't know. Could
people
be.
People think that's funny.
People think we're funny, so who knows what the hell. They'll just swallow anything, apparently.
I wonder if that guy will come back. We can talk to him for a while.
Oh, the donut guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. What a douche. We talked to him, right? I can't even remember now.
Yeah, I said most of my really mean things as he was walking away.
Yeah.
So the audience heard them, but he didn't. Cause,
oh, man.
That's
maybe,
that whole passive-aggressive
maybe he's
thing.
A fan.
I'm pretty sure he's not a fan. So, yeah.
Al is now enjoying a Heritage Dr. Pepper.
Ah, yes. This is the throwback version of Dr. Pepper, which is quite tasty. You've gone off the wagon on your soda thing, have you not?
I haven't, actually. I have plans to. If
you
I find
said
a
you
place,
were drinking Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, if I find a Mr. Pibb, I will drink one. But I have yet to find one.
Well, as the enabler that I am, I will take you to some.
All right.
You know, Mr. Pibb is just a crappier version of Dr. Pepper.
I don't
right?
care. Well, I can't get them in Canada. I want to drink one.
Yeah, but there's stuff I see in Canada I can't get here, and I still know it's crap.
And I drink that all the time. It's called Dr. Pob. That should not have amused you nearly as much as it did.
No, I don't know why it did, but a little punchy is the thing.
I also saw a rather quality Ghostbuster yesterday.
There's been a few of those walking around.
I have nothing but respect for those guys who can build their own proton packs. It is so cool.
Nothing but respect for those guys who are putting their lives on the line to
bust ghosts.
Yes.
God bless you, sir, for being the man that I could never be. Also, Ghostbusters don't wear caps. Please take that off.
And chickens don't clap. I think that's about it, though. I think perhaps now we may wander the floor a bit and speak to people directly. But I think we ran out of steam 20 minutes ago, and you're probably tired of us telling you that, so so that's about that.
We're going to go talk somewhere else.
Yes, we're going to stop talking here now.
All right, so now we're walking around, about.
Just walking around, looking around.
There's a four-piece jazz ensemble over there that's pretty nice. Yep. Yesterday they were playing, first they played like the Star Trek theme, and then as we were walking away they played the fight music on Vulcan in four-part jazz.
That was pretty friggin' cool.
Dun, 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 dun. It was pretty fantastic. But we're, you know, just checking things out. There's a giant Thor hammer over there just being held by some guy.
I don't know what kind of hammer that is, but it's not a Thor hammer.
Well, it's a big hammer. I just assume. Is the hammer his penis? Is that what he's going for?
It's a metaphor.
It's a matador.
I don't know what you were going for there, but I enjoyed it.
It's a reference to something that never existed, so those are my favorite kinds of references.
Right now we're trying to not walk through giant crowds.
Yeah. So you can hear us. One of the things Amanda has taken lots of pictures of that I rather enjoy is pictures of people in really elaborate costumes, like really good costumes, not walking around being in costume, like having a hot dog or going out for a smoke or something like that. Those are fantastic.
If anyone can get a poster of someone posing.
Yeah. A poster?
Yeah. Anyone can get a picture of someone posing.
Right. But yeah, getting a picture of like, Deadpool lifting up his mask enough to eat a hot dog, it's pretty fantastic.
It's also fairly accurate to the comic.
Is it?
I guess.
Is he a hot dog kind of guy?
I'm sure I've seen him eat a hot dog at least once.
Well, across all the titles that he's in, yeah, he must...
Ultimate Deadpool hot dog team up.
Nice. So yeah, we're just kind of milling about here. There are nerds. There is stuff pandering to nerds. I gotta say, the level of pandering here has been much lower than it was last year.
It's been almost, I don't want to say classy.
No, but it's been, like, really, I've been here and to PAX as well.
Yep.
You got some of those things, and it seemed to be really bad the last couple of years, where it would be like Chuck Norris bacon versus, I don't know.
Frankenstein goes to summer camp.
Right. And it's just like, they took, like, seven or eight things people like on the internet and just combined them, and they're selling them for $50. And it's just, who wants that? Well, I mean, obviously people will pay for it. But
want that, apparently.
Yeah. But, I mean, you saw zombies everywhere, and people weren't even trying. And it's like, it made me ashamed to be a nerd. It's like, really, you can whittle us down to something so simple and so cynical. And
yep.
It seems this year there's more of a mix of things. They're trying a little harder.
Of course, I'm also looking at a sign for Pinocchio Vampire Slayer, so it's not perfect.
No. That's actually kind of clever, though. Because, you know, he's got the wooden nose and all. And
I see. I can.
Actually, I was looking at the chick at that booth, which now she seems to have disappeared. But she... definitely your type.
She's charging you.
Probably. No, that would be Lou Ferrigno, who we're coming up on here shortly. Fortunately, I don't think we could explain to Lou what a podcast is. So... I don't think he'd quite grasp the concept.
TV's hated Will Wheaton, and apparently gone.
Oh, that's a shame. That's sad. Empty Will Wheaton booth. I should really stand there. I think we would have closure then. if I just went to the Will Wheaton booth and signed things and so on. Of course, stars of the popular web series The Guild, minus a very notable exception.
Yeah, what the fuck? Apparently, Felicia Day had to cancel at the last minute to go to Vancouver.
Which is where you work.
Which is where I live.
Right, live and work. And so basically she knew you were coming here, and so she went to one place she knew you wouldn't be, which is there.
Yep.
And she went there, we were reading, to film a sci-fi original movie. Original, I think, is a little generous. A sci-fi movie...
hard to put air quotes in a podcast, but we're going to try and do that right now.
which involved, it's a like a sexy adult retelling of Little Red Riding Hood.
Never seen that before.
No. By the way, where is Raven Gregory? See what I did there?
That's a callback, son.
You're not my real dad. People seem to be standing in line to see a sign that says Leonard Nimoy. He's not actually there, but they're all standing in line. So, yeah. I wonder if he'd be on the show.
And we are coming up on some actually rather nice Trek.
Some good Star Trek art. I would chop that one in half. It's got Shatner, Picard. Notice I say Shatner, not Kirk. Sisko. And then I would just kind of cut it there, because then those other two are there.
Rather. There are actually some very sharp, stylized drawings of the various crews, which I'm enjoying right now.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
The PS9 one is really nice.
Yes, and it appears to be signed by all of the crew, which is also nice, except for Michael Dorn, oddly enough.
Right, yeah. He's over here.
No, that one.
Oh, no, I meant this one here.
But the whole cast is signed.
Oh, yeah.
Except
okay.
for, like, he can't be bothered. Like, oh, no, I'm too good for that. I actually met that guy once, did I tell you? Like, in actual life.
Huh.
Well, I was at an airport, taking a flight, like, parked my car,
uh-huh.
got on the tram to go to the terminal. I kept looking at this guy. It was this big black guy, and just kept looking at him, like, do I know him? And the whole time I'm like, that's got to be Worf. That's Worf. That's because he wears the makeup.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. But
I just picture you going up to him and like placing silly putty on his face.
Let me finish. I just kept staring at him. Finally, I said, I gotta know, but I don't want to be an ass. Are you a Klingon? Like, I just there's no good way to do that. But it was a 20-minute tram ride, and we get to the terminal. And I finally worked this out. I said, excuse me, what time is it? It is 8:25. Yes, I knew it. And that's the story of how I met Michael Dorn.
Do you know what day it is?
Yes, it is a good day to die.
Not really what I asked, but fine.
Saw him in the food court and like, what's good here? The prune juice. It is a warrior's drink.
So you just don't turn it off, huh? Nope, this is easier.
They based it on me. They just write the character around me.
We found it much easier to improv.
Hey, there's Darth Vader. He's looking pretty good for himself. So that happened. That's pretty much it. I keep looking for
a douchebag being lightsabered.
Oh, good for him. With a pink lightsaber.
Yep.
There are no pink lightsabers. Does anyone even pay attention to canon anymore?
Oh, wait. They're still there.
Does anyone care about perimeter? Yeah. I've been...
We are now back this way again.
Here comes this guy again. Let's go a different way and see something that isn't the same thing.
Does this work for you?
Well, then we're going back toward...
Well, I mean, if we loop around.
Yeah, I suppose we could loop. It's a loop. Matt, will you loop with me?
I think at this point that's obvious.
Well, really, you know, it was like, oh, thank goodness, we're away from our girlfriends and doing what we really love. So.
There's Matt Fraction.
All right, then. Gonna make a math joke and it just didn't happen.
He did the pandering book written entirely for me, which was Mark Twain and Tesla teaming up to fight Thomas Edison and Cthulhu.
Oh, right, I read that. I didn't really care for it.
Of course you didn't.
It's like, this is really more of a Matt book. Not really my kind of thing.
It says so right on the cover. Well, it says Matt on the cover.
There's a thing that happens at these conventions, and there are creators. We mentioned Brian Michael Bendis before. He's one of these very generous creators, and there are others who say, anything you bring me, I will sign. Anything I have ever written, drawn, whatever, I will sign.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's a very classy move. I give the guy a lot of credit for that. But there are people who would take advantage of that. Guy who just passed us had a dolly, like a push dolly, 3 short boxes of comics.
Yep.
I have seen people like that in line, going up to a guy like Bendis.
Yep.
And having him sign every single one.
Yeah, it's not cool at all.
No. I mean, there's a line, and usually a big line for a popular guy like that. And, yeah, not cool. And on the very top of that pile, by the way, on visible on top of the short boxes, copy of Deadpool. So that's your...
And that's why Matt beat him to death.
that's your Marvel zombie right there. That's your... Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we're being announced too. Ah, Nimoy. I don't think we will, but he's there,
it's
which
nice
is nice
to know that we could.
Yeah. Who picked him in the Deadpool? By the way, was that you?
No, I picked Kaney.
That's right. I think Dave went with.
And then it got really awkward.
Oh yes, it did.
Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't. Yeah, Walter Koenig's kid, unfortunately, ended his own life. Correct.
In Vancouver.
Yeah, like he was there for the Olympics,
yep.
and chose the coward's way out. I blame Matt.
As does the Koenig family.
The Koenig estate. The widow Koenig.
We're awful.
Yeah, but I have no follow-up for that.
Nope.
It's like, well, we're awful,
just
but...
an observation.
No. Observational comedy. That's
yep.
what...
The kids love it.
Yeah, the kids like our bits.
Attendees, if you'd like to come by the ECCC booth at number 604.
Here is the podcast box, I guess.
What? Is there a podcast happening in there?
Not podcast. These are all webcomics.
Oh, you said podcast.
I know.
The webcomic is the last. Webcomic is the last failed venture we did. There's a woman with a "Sorry, I'm the last in line" sign hanging off of her ass. So that happened.
There is Jeff Jacks, who does my favorite girly comic.
Of all the girly comics that you read?
Of all the girly comics that I read, that one's my favorite. All
right, then. I think we've pretty much made the circuit at this point. Yeah, let's see what's happening in this direction. Apparently Kitty Pryde. Is she proud to be a cat? Is that her power?
Yes.
She's
that makes sense.
She's showing some Kitty Pryde.
Let's go with that.
That was another Nick joke.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Willikins is really going to admonish me for that one.
Sorry, that was the worst pun I've ever heard.
I thought it was pretty good myself.
Bravo.
Droll, sir. Very droll.
I don't know. I thought it was quite good, actually.
I'm going to do drawing. Here's what I want. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to make me a hamburger. Hamburger.
An hamburger.
And put a pizza in it. City of Stairs, huh?
Delightful.
Yeah, so... making fun of a guy you've probably never met. So now we're heading over to where the panels are and seeing if there's anyone I recognize or care about.
Cast from in there.
Breaking into comics the Marvel way. No? Star Trek Between the Cracks? What?
Yes.
What?
I actually looked into that one. It's supposed to be about sort of lesser known Star Trek stuff.
So Deep Space Nine.
Exactly. It will be attended by exactly nobody.
I kind of want to go now. Does it focus on comics? Or?
I don't know. I know that they're doing like a lot of the old blooper stuff that hasn't been done before, which at this point
What do you mean that hasn't been done before?
They're new bloopers.
Like that footage of Shatner walking into the door and it doesn't open?
My favorite is still Tuvok going, "I'm getting the hell out of here."
I don't remember that one.
See?
I don't think I want to go to the Galleria.
No.
So, I think my Rhea of preference would be Pizzeria.
Actually, we could probably hit there.
Is there a pizzeria?
There's pizza here. I've seen people carrying around rancid slices of it.
Well.
Would you like some rancid pizza?
I really wouldn't. I mean, I think it's you know, once I start doing that, then people will read some kind of a promise into that. And then we'll be, you know, here we go again. So, no, we shan't be doing that, shan't we?
There will be no appearance by Algar's Pizza.
No. In fact, who started that hashtag anyway?
Although, if this thing doesn't work out, maybe you should start one.
Well, there's a how to make webcomics panel.
We are not allowed.
No, if only we had seen this years ago. Too little, too late, I'm afraid. For little Al and Matt, there would be no webcomics.
No, for little Al and Matt, there would be far too many webcomics.
You said fart. There's a fresh horror. What is that?
That's
Is that from Donnie Darko?
That's a rabbit from Donnie Darko.
Nice.
Like Frank the Bunny,
like
I think.
Bizarro Harvey.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. And there's
he's wearing a ridiculous man suit.
There's a kid with a horrible mohawk there. I don't think that's a costume. I think it's a bad haircut.
Let's just go with costume. It'll make him feel better.
This is the one place he can go where maybe it'll be okay.
But for a little nameless kid, it would never be okay.
Oh, they had a great orange Namor shirt over there.
Good.
You know, the Namor, the guy that's in the Justice League?
Oh, I know. I love Namor and his orange shirt.
Yeah, all right.
There's a guy in a Red Baron, in a Snoopy versus the Red Baron shirt.
Oh, well, there's the World War I Flying Ace stealing your bit.
Now I must destroy him.
No, probably not.
Now I must comment on him as I walk away.
So he can't hear you.
Yes, exactly.
Is the key.
It is the key.
Yes. Ooh, Alf Comics. Remember Alf?
He's back.
In comic form. Oh, so when we were singing karaoke, or waiting to sing karaoke and it never happened, everyone in the entire bar starts singing this song that I've never heard of. Sweet Caroline.
Never heard it.
Neil Diamond, I think.
Sure, why not? Or Neil Simon.
Neil Simon.
Paul Simon.
Neil Adams.
Yeah. Paul Anka.
Guarantee Boyd in Tennessee.
Just don't look. So yeah, the entire bar just erupts into this song. I'm just like, what? And you know, I'm pretty clueless a lot of the time, but
older music that was pretty good about it.
Yeah, and I had no clue. I was totally at a loss.
Yeah, and they're easy to program, so I was like, all right.
How you doing on Spawn figures? You
got I think I'm covered. Thanks.
You got as many Spawn figures as you need. There seems to be an overabundance of cute chicks in glasses. No, there's never an overabundance of that.
There's not nearly enough cute chicks in glasses.
Of the little douchebag hat.
Yeah.
I don't really get what that's about.
Oh, hey, you want to get pictures of us holding guns?
No. I don't think I do. I'm pretty sure we have all the pictures of us holding guns that I will ever need, which is zero.
Yeah, there's a lot of micro hats here.
Yeah, those little pork pie hats. Yeah. Is that the new thing? Is that the new hotness?
I can't wear it. Don't ever say that again.
The new hotness?
Don't ever say that again.
The new hotness?
Don't ever say that again.
Hey, Strong Bad said it. I can say it.
That microphone is almost as old-timey as your other one.
So we're broadcasting live here in front of the women's room, which is not at all creepy.
It's apropos.
Is it?
I don't know.
All right,
it's something.
And we're here with Scott. Scott, who has, if you've looked through the show notes, now appeared at least in one video. We haven't gotten your official permission to post your karaoke yet.
Might as well.
Okay, fair enough. So then two videos.
Is there two videos?
Well, there's that, and then there's you acknowledging the whole donut thing.
Oh, okay, that's right. I forgot.
I wasn't going to bother asking you for that. That seemed pretty clear.
That just needs to happen.
Yeah, that's inevitable.
Yeah. So, so what's your con experience been? I mean, what? You had any panels? You go on any quests?
Yeah. Well, I was going to go on a quest for Death Wreck number one, seeing as I got Death Wreck number two.
Death Wreck.
Death Wreck.
I need to put the brakes on here. What the hell is Death Wreck?
Well, you remember when Marvel UK did like Death's Head, Death's Head 2, and
yeah,
all those.
I do remember that.
The dude who wrote for Transformers for Marvel for a time, I think, invented Death's Head, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well,
is that Simon Furman?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess the comic got so popular that they did as many spin-offs as they could, and one of them was Death Wreck. So
Death's Head goes to summer camp.
pretty much.
Hangs out with Ernest.
It's like a big clanking, like, it's like a bigger, bulkier version of Death's Head. Uh-huh. And, like, of course, the second issue, he gets taken to Italy in, like, the 1940s.
Of course.
Because that's what they do, you know? Yeah. Where they're doing the spaghetti westerns. And
very nice.
So that matches perfectly. Because I want to see a big killing machine cyborg in Italy.
Well, the one I had Death's Head meeting Doctor Who.
Well, who doesn't want to meet Doctor Who, really?
I do.
All right, then.
Some robot.
So how about, you have your new book here. You have Ninjas for Hire.
Yep.
Which I'm looking forward to seeing. And you were telling me earlier you've gotten some copies in the hands of some publishers.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Awesome. Yeah, I've passed it around. I've talked to some people. So
this is now a business expense? You can write this off on your taxes?
if I'm willing to do the paperwork, maybe. We'll see what happens. I should. If I was smart enough, I would.
Well, that's the thing. I know Pat does that, but the rest of us, you know,
yeah,
not so much. We did make a point at dinner last night to mention, you know, the things that we do for a minute, just so we could all officially say, oh no, this is a business expense.
Yep.
So yeah. Anything else though? Like any good panels or any?
I went to the Stan Lee panel, and that was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is remarkable in that. I mean, he's an interesting character. He has been for years, but he's still got it all together.
Yep.
He still tells a great story, I imagine.
Yep. My wife put it best as saying he's a funny old guy.
He is, and he's lived through it all. I mean, he was there from the, you know, the golden age on. So yeah,
he's seen it all.
Yeah.
And he tells it all.
Excellent. In that uniquely Stan Lee kind of way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
So, I like Pat was joking about, he could tell a story about how he scored heroin in the 1950s and it would sound like lighthearted and cheerful.
I
Back in the day, true believers, we found our special K in a garbage bag.
Every time you hear me say Excelsior, that's code. That's that sweet black tar. So that about covers it more or less. Anything else?
I got to meet Mike Allred. I was really excited about that. Got to meet Jill Thompson. I've been scouring the floor, just doing some shopping. We bought our girls a couple plush toys. We got them Mario and Yoshi. So
excellent.
Yeah, they should appreciate that.
They better,
yeah. Back to the cellar to you.
Raising a couple of nerds, that's good.
Good to hear it. I know how to raise my little girls, so.
And your wife is standing here glaring at you. What lies are you telling now, Scott? So overall, the Seattle experience. I mean, you got the nice rainy, dreary weather. You got the full,
Well, we came in from the rainy, dreary weather, so it was kind of nice to not have to instantly adjust to a different climate.
That's such an optimist way of looking at it. Well, it sucks where we are, so
really, it's just nice to know that it sucks everywhere.
Exactly.
Whereas I get so defensive about Seattle. Is no, it doesn't rain here all the time. And then people come in from out of town and it rains. It wasn't raining for a month, and then. Figures.
It actually hasn't been raining like last couple days.
No, it's been pretty good.
It's been really nice.
It's been a little chilly, but other than that, it's not.
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying my experience. It was a good trip. Good. And probably
you did all the standard tourist stuff, right? You did the Needle and Pike Place and all that stuff. And
probably, got a. We went to the same Mexican restaurant twice already.
Nice.
So
very nice.
So haven't had to visit the bathroom multiple times from it, so leaving a high note.
Food here is better.
I guess so. Like, there's something about cooking like organic. Yeah. I guess.
I don't know. We do like our hippie crap, so so there is that.
A little bit more pricey, but I guess
you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Wow, we sound old. First, we're talking about the price of the weather, and then the price of food.
I noticed the price of weather has been going up lately.
Well, it's that weather dominator. I saw Cobra Commander wandering around here earlier, and. The mass device didn't pan out for him, so now he's moved on to the Weather Dominator.
I thought that was Sean Connery in The Avengers. That was the major plot point of that movie.
Sean Connery is Cobra Commander?
I'd watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be better than the kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
All right, well, I think that about covers it. And like we said, the donut thing is now officially over, so you're going to have to find a new way to irritate me.
I'm sure that shouldn't be too hard.
You got a nice long flight home to think about that.
Yeah,
so,
yes, I do.
All right, Scott, well, thanks. And thanks for coming out. It's been good to see you.
Yeah, it's good seeing you guys, too.
That is the end of that.
That's the end of that chapter.
The Sarcastic Voyage podcast is published weekly and is available via iTunes or on the web at sarcasticvoyage.com. Detailed show notes, related links, and alternate file formats are also available on the web. That website, again, is sarcasticvoyage.com. Follow Matt and Al on Twitter. They are, respectively, @RobotMatt and @Algar. Listener feedback can be sent to podcast@algar.com. An on-air response is guaranteed. All material contained herein is the intellectual property of Ron Algar Watt, Matt Robotham, and the featured guest, unless otherwise noted. The Sarcastic Voyage podcast is a trademark of Algar Productions, copyright 2010.